Hey, check out these sweet reindeer socks. Only 99 cents.
Oh, yeah? Got this Samsung Tab 4 8.0 from AT&T for free.
Free?
Had a hard time finding a stocking it would fit in, though.
Whoa, no need to rub it in.
Rubbing it in would be telling you I got the tablet for free when I bought a new Samsung Galaxy smartphone on AT&T Next. Which I did.
Oh, AT&T, mobilizing your world.
Free tablet requires 2-year agreement. Must activate eligible service on both Galaxy devices. Fees, charges, and restrictions apply. Available at select locations. See store for details.
Entrepreneurs, solopreneurs, and business owners from around the world, you are tuned into the most trended business talk show globally, the Ultimate International Business Experience Radio Show with host, rockstar entrepreneur, and international business consultant, Erica A. Murray. International business news, ways to improve your business, the international stiletto movement, and action item tips to implement into your business from successful entrepreneurs, all here to help your business.
What's better than all pumpkin everything? Everything you need on GoPhone from AT&T. It gives you unlimited talk, text, and data usage with the first 1.5 gigabytes at high speed. Plus, it's only $40 a month after a $5 auto refill discount. AT&T, mobilizing your world.
First payment is $45. $5 discount applied to monthly rate plan charge upon enrollment and auto refill. After first 1.5 gigabytes, get data speeds up to 128 kilobytes per second. Additional charges and restrictions apply. See store for details.
Go global. You have not experienced business talk until you've tuned into the Ultimate International Business Experience Radio Show. International news, informative talk, every Thursday at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time on the May We Help You Radio Broadcast Network. Listen on AM/FM Terrestrial Radio, online, Spreaker, and expanding this month to iHeartRadio. Now it's time for this week's Ultimate International Business Experience Radio Show with your host, Erica A. Murray. It's time to be informed.
All right. Hello and welcome to the Ultimate International Business Experience Radio Show on the May We Help You Radio Broadcast Network and iHeartRadio. That's right. I'd like to send a warm welcome out to all of my entrepreneurs, solopreneurs, business owners, ladypreneurs, and those of you who are contemplating diving out into the deep ocean of running a successful business empire someday soon, hopefully. Anyway, today is June 18, 2015. Unbelievable, right? The year is on the move, and so are entrepreneurs, I hope. Tell me this. How is your mind functioning on today? Are there any new ideas floating around? Are there any upsell items you're adding to your offerings? What's happening with you? Come on, you guys, you got to let me know. Send me a message on social media. Tell me what's going on with you. If you don't have any ideas floating around, that will create new waves in your ocean, well, how about I suggest that you get connected to a mastermind group? That's right. This is the place where it happens to business owners. There is no shucking and jiving. Okay, I know, a little colloquialism, but it never hurt anyone, right? If you never experienced a group like this, well, I encourage you to try it and to try it soon. Get connected to a mastermind group. On another note, I hope that you guys are maintaining productive calendars and that you are goal setting. Business owners, we have to be goal setters, not only in 2015, but beyond. I don't know about you, but I'm relentless with my goals. Get on your job if you are slacking. I encourage you to become micro-focused, you know, like a laser light. Be mindful of all things, but focus on what really matters. That's right. Take some time today and refocus yourself. Ensure that you are meeting your goals. Don't try to attack a goal all at once because it could wear you out. Smaller pieces will get you there, too. So go ahead and opt for the smaller pieces and still have your energy up and your stamina. I have one question for you. Are you elevating your business this quarter or taking what the world wants to give to you? Yeah, I need an answer on that, too. Hit me up on social media. Just know that the world cannot survive without small and medium-sized enterprises, and we need you fluid in the game of business. That means we need your movement. If you're just tuning in, this is the right time. Small business is big business. Somebody will get that a little bit later. They are the foundation of the global economy, meaning the world, people. I hope that you all are hearing me. We are back on this radio show this week to provide you with some awesome content to improve your business, and we do it at no cost to you. Darling, all you have to do is tune your ear to the words that are being spoken over the airwaves. By the way, are you encouraging someone to listen to this show? Jeopardy music, are you thinking? Well, listen, remember, when you build people with you, you have someone to discuss ideas with that share a common platform. And if you are an avid listener of the show, you know that I always take time to thank all of our amazing sponsors and advertisers for investing in business owners and entrepreneurs who tune into this show every week and every day on iHeartRadio. Without their sponsorship, we would not be here. Well, now, as I say it every week, I am your business angel. Come on, we all need an angel. Yes, we do. As I say, I'm the good one, you know, twinkling around your head. Every time you attempt to make an incorrect decision, I remind you of a segment that you heard on this show. I'm also the person that reminds you to keep moving forward in business despite any adversity you may face. Today, let me encourage you to not quit. Don't quit your business efforts. Don't quit your family. And the absolute don't quit on life. Oh, how I know that you need a constant reminder at the forefront of your mind. But I want to say to you right now on UIVE Radio, you were born to do this business venture. Stay the course. Hang in there. Success is on the other side of failure and challenge. Just stay focused on your business and the goals that you have set for it. If you find that your business is draining you, well, I believe it's time to reorganize, re-engineer, or it's time to do something else in the business. Make certain that you have good people working within your organization. And the most important thing, if you need a break, take one. Don't overexert yourself. In everything today, just remember that you are a business owner and you are resilient. Always, I just want you to always seek for the perfect balance. Well, welcome to the Major League of Business, baby. And everything you do, do it like a Major League Baseball player. Hey, Derek Jeter doesn't have anything on you. I told you first. Did you ask yourself the most important question of the day when you got up? Take a moment right now if you didn't and ask yourself, why do I do what I do? If you don't have an answer, stop doing it the way you're doing it. Life is about passion. What do you have a passion for? This is an important fact to becoming successful. And I love this guy so much. I've read so many of his books. In the words of T. Harv Eker, how you do anything is how you do everything, people. Always, I thank you for tuning in to UIVE Radio. We are the show that provides you with international news, informative talk every Thursday at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time on iHeartRadio and the May We Help You Radio Broadcast Network. I am your host, rockstar entrepreneur and international business consultant, Erica A. Murray. If you're guessing what the A in my name stands for, well, it's simple. Today, that A means agreeable. Yep, today I got a feeling like I would be more agreeable to things, and I'm certain that I can make things happen in that agreeable state. What about you? What are you going to agree to today? I realize that if you disagree, sometimes doors open just as easily. Once again, the A in my name today means agreeable. Well, now, if you tune in every week, you know that A in my name means something different every week. Tune in next week to hear what that A stands for. Welcome to the show. If this is your first time tuning in, what we do on UIBE Radio is we encourage and support economic development through entrepreneurship. Hey, entrepreneurship is what it is that we do. Create your own financial freedom. Focus on creating multiple streams of income for yourself. One of the things that we do is we track down some of the most amazing preneurs. That's right, you heard me correctly, preneurs. All of them, solopreneurs, entrepreneur, intrapreneur, ladypreneurs, mompreneurs, business owners who are on the move globally. Not only are they on the move, they are impacting and changing communities through partnerships by creating jobs and adding money to the global economy. That is what it's all about. We also pride ourselves on keeping you informed about global collaborations and opportunities, ways to help you improve your business, and, of course, we shine a light on all of these amazing ladypreneurs from country to country in our International Stiletto Movement. Well, I'll tell you guys today, we have something special in our International Stiletto Movement. I just can't wait for you guys to hear it. So you better hold on and then wait for that segment to come up in this show. You may be asking yourself right now, well, why are they the Ultimate International Business Experience Radio Show? Well, I am so glad that you asked. The reason we are the Ultimate International Business Experience Radio Show is because we believe in giving you a few action items to keep you moving forward in business. We want you to know how to apply things to your business directly. We desire for your business to skyrocket to new levels, and that's why we do what we do. Now, if you are listening to this show and you want to be more active, you know I don't mind. You can call in at 646-652-2512, or you can text me by visiting 3Ws.MWHYRadio.com and send a text live to the show by using hashtag UIBE. Once again, hashtag UIBE and send me a message. By the way, you all know that you can catch us on iHeartRadio, right? I would like to thank you all for continuing to help us peak on iHeartRadio as a top hit show. We are definitely relishing in the fact that we have the best global listening audience on this earth. Oh, yes, that's right. I am bragging. You guys continue to make things happen, and we really appreciate you for it. Hey, I know personally I love you guys more than you'll ever know. And do know that thank you is never enough, but I have to tell you something. So thank you from the top of my heart. And guess what? If you are an internet listener or a listener iHeartRadio, I want you guys to know now that you can catch us live on air in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and Long Beach, California. Well, welcome to the fold, listeners. See, we are expanding to your neighborhood, all because of the owner of our network, Mrs. Letitia M. She is hard at work negotiating deals so that you can hear us in every major city in the U.S. and some of those global places, too. Thank you, Mr. Little Boss, Letitia M. In addition to listeners, thanks for your connections on social media and communicating with me, too. We definitely appreciate hearing from you. Just know that we love your feedback, and we'll continue to bring you business content that you can use. And again, if this is your first time tuning in, we appreciate your time. And the way we start this show is by informing you of some amazing sessions that are available for your participation. That's right, your participation. Remember, an investment in you is an investment in your business. So here's what's happening. There is a conference coming up called Content Marketing World, and it's in Cleveland, Ohio, September the 8th through the 11th this year. And guess what? They are expecting as many as 3,500 people at this fifth annual Content Marketing World. Listen, if you're lacking in your business and marketing, I suggest that you mosey on down to Cleveland, Ohio, September the 8th through the 11th. Connect with almost over 3,500 people in this Content Marketing World conference. Hey, you guys go to Content Marketing World. They'll give you all the details about it. Another conference I want you guys to probably tune into is Brand Managed Camp. It's October the 1st through the 2nd in Las Vegas, Nevada. You know, we can make Las Vegas, Nevada about business, but we're going to always try to get some pleasure in there too. So you want to go understand how you can manage your brand at the Brand Managed Camp, October the 1st through the 2nd in Las Vegas, Nevada. Also, hey, I want you guys to track down the Master of Marketing Conference, October the 14th through 16th in Orlando, Florida. Hey, this has become one of the must-attend events for any senior marketer. If you are a business owner or entrepreneur, that's you. So you want to get in the fold of that. You want to master the marketing. And that's October the 14th through the 16th in Orlando, Florida. And my last conference that I'm thinking that you might want to attend is Marketing Professionals. It's a B2B forum, October the 20th through the 23rd in Boston, Massachusetts. That's also a must-attend event for business-to-business marketing professionals. So I want you guys to check that out. And, of course, ladies, look, you know I'm going to say this all the way till November. What about WED Day for you? Are you attending Women's Entrepreneurship Day at the United Nations, November the 19th at the United Nations in New York, New York? The cost to attend this particular conference is $4.99. But listen, ladies, this is an absolutely great way for you to network. WED Day is celebrated around the world from Saudi Arabia to Australia. Don't you guys miss it. Get there. Now, here are a few free sessions for those of you who do not have the capital at the moment to invest in paid training. Today from 12 noon Pacific Standard Time to 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Sorry about that. You guys, a little tongue twisted there. There's a session entitled Video Hosting Wars, YouTube versus Facebook. Which should you use? Now, check this out. YouTube versus Facebook. Many small businesses have more ideas than time to execute them all. So in this particular session, you're going to learn which one of these entities work best for your business. Because, you know, some of us say all of them work. But you want to kind of build your business on purpose, and you want to build your social media presence on purpose as well. So check that session out today from 12 noon Pacific Standard Time to 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time with the SBA. And then also there's another session from 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time entitled Developing Pricing in the Cost Volume in Response to RFPs. That's request for proposals. They're going to explain basic steps in building your cost proposal. They're going to teach you how to recognize various pricing objectives and strategies. They're going to help you describe when audits may occur and how to prepare for them, and a host of other things from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Listen, guys, don't miss that. These are critical elements. Your tax dollars are paying for it. Go out and get it. So those two sessions are free. However, you got to register online at sba.gov to attend. Remember, investing in yourselves is an investment in your business, and the only result you can get is success. So go to sba.gov to learn more about these sessions. The information will be found on their homepage. Remember, these are your tax dollars at work. So take advantage of free because you're qualified to attend. That's right. All right, you guys know this part of this show. The Learjet is clearly gassed up, about to travel somewhere around the world, and you're going to garner some awesome business news that I know that you can use. If you are in business, please know that business news impacts you no matter where you are located geographically. So here we go. I want to personally thank you guys for accepting my invitation that I sent to your door by courier for you to board my private jet. It's sleek, luxurious, and so fast. So buckle your seatbelts. This jet is about to take off. There will be no need for oxygen masks because there will be no turbulence on the flight. It's simply smooth sailing with me as your pilot. And once we reach the altitude of 30,000 feet, our business attendants will be around to take your orders. So let's travel the globe together. In international business news today, the only stop on our flight plan is Norway. Do you have your coats? I believe that it's still quite cold in Norway right now, but don't you just love traveling with me? I know you do. Today we're going to visit the offices of TechPair, where the best tech companies hire the best interns. Come on, they're making it simple for you. TechPair is a B2B business that allows companies to quickly find and quality test their intern applicants through quizzes created by industry experts. If you are an enterprise with a bunch of applicants, they also have a cheat detection system. So previously, this type of screening was limited to enterprise companies that had the financial capability to hire a recruitment agency or do it in-house. Well, what they've done is brought applicant screening to companies of all sizes. That means small and medium-sized enterprises included. So 80% of the interns reports the same thing. Other job sites have dreadful processes, and there are no clear separation between the sites. They provide an experience that is unique, modern, and doesn't suck. That's what they say. But the best part is their users agree with them. They empower companies to post their positions in minutes. They don't stop there. Their site also helps them through the entire process before they make their final decision. Listen, the founders of this company are P.L. Stein, Agnes, and Sebastian Alms. So I suggest that you guys, if you need some tech people in your enterprise, in which we all in this technologically advanced industry, and I suggest that you give TechPair a shout-out and, you know, look them up on the Internet, go to their site, and see if it works for you. So I hope that you guys have enjoyed your all-expense-paid trip around the world with me on my private luxury liner jet. Hopefully our flight attendants provided you with five-star service because nothing less is acceptable. Anything less is unacceptable, let me say that. I'm sorry that the trip has come to an end today, but you are definitely welcome to travel with me on next week Thursday as I will take you somewhere and have this jet just gassed up for yet another world tour. You just never know where we're traveling to. Hey, don't you worry about baggage fees because we have you covered at UIBE and the May We Help You Radio Broadcast Network. I'd like to thank in this segment the Small Business Administration and 500.co for contributing to this segment of our show where we mind the world for informative news that we can use to strengthen our businesses. Thanks for being our global news partners. All right, it is time for us to take a break. I'd like to thank you for continuing to listen to the Ultimate International Business Experience Radio Show on the May We Help You Radio Broadcast Network with me, Erica A. Murray, where you can listen live in all the places we love on terrestrial AM or FM in Tampa, Las Vegas, Macon, Lancaster, Boulder, Richmond, Kansas City, Seattle, and now Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and Long Beach, California. That's right. You may also find us on over 20 different podcast stations on the web. And we would not be the network that we are if you could not find us on iTunes and iHeartRadio. You know how we do things over here at our network. We like to get the word out. And so why not make us your favorite station on iHeartRadio? I want you to give me a good reason for not connecting. I know you can't, so just go ahead and do it right now for me. My station, make my station one of your favorites. It's easy. Remember, when it comes to helping you, we have you covered on the May We Help You Radio Broadcast Network. Just download the show and improve your business skills today. And by the way, don't be selfish with the information you learn here today. Share it with someone you know could use it. Remember, it's our corporate social responsibility to import our knowledge into someone else. We don't own the information. We just apply it to situations to make us perform better in business. Start creating your legacy by importing knowledge into someone. By the way, Don't forget that the network has an app that you can download in the App Store. Just search for MWHY Radio and take a trip around the world with me for free. I'm paying for everything. You all know how I like to do it. Ask my friends and our current listening audience. So get on board with UIBE Radio. Don't forget that you can ask me questions while I'm live on the air by going to www.mwhyradio.com and send a text to the show using hashtag UIBE. You may also dial into the show at 646-652-2512 and via Skype. Yes, this is the May We Help You Radio Broadcast Network, and we are helping you to listen by all means necessary. Listeners, listen, we have ultimate respect for social media. That's why we make it even more easier for you to communicate with us. If you want to be a part of some of the weekly survey questions and business giveaways from our sponsors, you can join us by texting 010-652-540-242-8833. Don't worry, listeners, we'll still take your questions on Facebook, Twitter, and the chat rooms, too. Hey, don't go anywhere. After the break, we'll dive into 7 tips on preventing a business meltdown in 2015. This is some critical information that you need to know. So I'll tell you what, grab some paper and pen, and we'll be right back to help you discover how to prevent a business meltdown in your organization.
What's better than all pumpkin everything? Everything you need on GoPhone from AT&T. It gives you unlimited talk, text, and data usage with the first 1.5 gigabytes at high speed. Plus, it's only $40 a month after a $5 auto refill discount. AT&T, mobilizing your world.
First payment is $45. $5 discount applied to monthly rate plan charge upon enrollment and auto refill. After first 1.5 gigabytes, get data speeds up to 128 kilobytes per second. Additional charges and restrictions apply. See store for details.
Hi, this is Benita with Off the Vine. Join us on Fridays at 3 o'clock for fun talk about wine. This season, I'm going to put this little sommelier certification to work as we expand the conversation to talk about beer and spirits too. Meet more exciting special guests, and you never know just who may show up at the studio. Off the Vine with Benita on the May We Help You Radio Network, giving you something to whine about.
Hi, I'm Rita Ricks, host of Spirit Journeys Radio, and I'm really looking forward to discussing June's theme, which is entitled Being Fearless. Just imagine what your life might be like if you could move further from your fear and closer toward your future. I invite and encourage you to tune in on Tuesday evening, 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, to hear me and my guests discuss how to get past the fear, how to make the move, and how to live. Spirit Journeys Radio is about transforming your thinking and your behavior. Join me, and together, let's make this transition happen. I'm Rita, speaking to your spirit.
Hi, this is Simone Bowe of Life Success Principles in Nassau, Bahamas, and I listen to the Ultimate International Business Experience radio show on iHeartRadio, and you should too.
Hi, this is Sylvester Green of Building United Communities here in London, England, and I listen to the Ultimate International Business Experience radio show on iHeartRadio, and you should too.
Hi, this is Tiffany Polo. I'm the owner of Delightful Bites. We're located in Montego Bay, Jamaica, and we listen to the Ultimate International Business Experience radio show on iHeartRadio. And I think everyone should too.
What are you listening to?
You're listening to the Ultimate International Business Experience Radio Show with host Erica A. Murray. International news, informative talks, every Thursday. Now, back to the show.
Okay, well, prior to the break, I took you on an all-exclusive VIP, all-expense-paid trip with me as we traveled the globe, and we found an amazing startup in Norway that's doing something huge in the international marketplace. And I also introduced you guys to some upcoming marketing conferences and free web training sessions that are being hosted by the Small Business Administration. I encourage each business owner and entrepreneur to be a mystical force in your business. Create magic every day in your organization. This is Business Survival 101. If you missed a class, shame on you, but here at UIBE, we will keep you on track with the basics and the not so basics. I say it every week. It's very simple. three R's, the 3R formula. Refine, re-engineer, and reinvent your business every day so that you will be around for eternity. All you have to do, baby, is take the leap of faith. The first step is believing in yourself. Forget what everybody else is saying. It doesn't matter. Believe in your vision. No matter what the present appears to be, see beyond that moment. And finally, believe in your goals. If you don't, nobody else will. And just know you can accomplish anything. I believe in you. That's why I'm here on the radio every week, bringing you international news and informative talk from some remarkable entrepreneurs. Also, if you missed the first segment of the show, remember you can download this episode by going to iHeartRadio, search for Ultimate International Business Experience, and make us your favorite station. Or if that's too much, you may simply acquire the MWHY mobile app. Go get it and stay tuned to what's happening around the world. We are an example of what refining, reengineering, and reinventing looks like at UIVE Radio. But guess what? This show is only as great as the listening audience. I appreciate you guys so much. Well, let's get back to the show. It's time for ways to improve your business on UIVE Radio. That's right, the Ultimate International Business Experience Radio Show. Hopefully you have already gotten your paper and your pen, so get ready to be informed. Hey, if you change your mind, you'll definitely change your business and your life. Let's listen and learn together. Listen closely.
It's time to talk about ways that you may improve your business in 2015. Today, we're going to review 7 tips for preventing a business meltdown. Yes, I did say a business meltdown. Just in case you didn't know, it happens oh too often. But here on the Ultimate International Business Experience Radio Show, we don't want it to happen to you. Many entrepreneurs struggle to stay in business amid intense competition. Here are 7 suggestions for increasing your chances of sustaining a successful business. Number 1, keep abreast of the competition. Don't assume anything about the competition, such as whether it's stronger or weaker than your company. Remember, there's always something to learn about a rival. Do your homework and find ways to deliver a superior product. The more you know about your competition, the better chances you have for being successful. Here are a few pointed items to gather about your competition. First, who are your top 5 competitors? And why do you believe them to be your competition? Next, what are your competitors' pricing points? Find this information out by any means necessary. Next, what are your competitors' service offerings? And once you gain this information, identify their top 5 services or products. You must make it your business to know how your competitors' services compare to your services or products. Finally, make sure to identify your top services or product offerings and why you believe them to be so. Number 2, know your product inside and out. Many business owners think they know everything about their product lines. Unfortunately, this is not always the case. Yet, a business owner should know all of the advantages and disadvantages of his or her products and how it compares with the competition. Today's marketplace is continuously evolving, and you should work diligently to continuously improve your product lines or services. We spoke about continuous improvement on last week. Continuous improvement should be a lifestyle and culture within your business. Step number 3, communication is key. Be in touch with your employees on a daily basis. All staffers should be on the same wavelength and trying to reach the same goals. Ensure that you are articulating the company's vision, mission, and goals in a way that the staffers can understand, as well as to see how they fit into the entire spectrum and the value that their jobs bring to the fold. The last thing you want is for employees to pursue different paths. This leads to wasted time and effort. Talk with members of your team daily to be sure that all staffers are doing what they should. Step number 4, take care of your employees. Treat staffers with respect and don't be cheap. Invest in yourself as the owner and your people. The key to a successful business is having good workers devoted to working for you. When this happens, your consumers or clients are happy to spend money with you. Remember, the culture of an organization flows from the top. Happy workers increases profit margins. Dissatisfied workers can sabotage your business efforts and cause a loss in productivity. A company with a reputation for taking care of its workers can remain successful even in today's competitive environment. I don't personally have any experience with this company, but I've heard employees of Google boast about their company, and they never want to leave that place. There is something big happening over there, corporate America, that should be studied. Way to go, Google. Step number 5, strive to be better. Don't settle for being just average when it comes to your business. Come on, business owners. You have to think bigger of your business, even if you operate out of one room. Regardless of how successful you may be, find ways to improve company operations. Your company's operational framework should be on paper. That's right, on paper. Having it in your head is not good for anyone. You must also continue to find ways to be more productive and efficient when managing employees and attaining business objectives. Managing people can be easy or you can make it very difficult. The main thing to do is to assess the skill set of the people working with you and ensure that you utilize their skills in the right place within your organization. You don't just want people who are good at a task. You want people who are exceptional at the task required. Once again, put the right people in the right places within your organization. And if you don't know how to do this, I suggest that you partner with Mr. Tom Rath, author of StrengthFinders 2.0, and utilize their battery evaluation to assess your employees' strength. You'll be very happy that you did. Step number 6, stay within budget. Oh, how we at the Ultimate International Business Experience Radio Show love a budget. You know that budgets are our friends, right? So don't spend money that you don't have. There is no need for exaggerated visibility in business. Operate financially where you are. Many businesses easily go into debt from not watching expenses and overspending when there is a surplus. Keep a budget and plan your big ticket item purchases. Finally, number 7, don't be greedy. That's right, you heard it here on the Ultimate International Business Experience Radio Show. Don't be greedy, business owners. Some successful business people become greedy and end up losing everything. Monitor your success and take things one step at a time. Follow your business objectives and don't assume that success will continue to last. Do everything in moderation when managing your company through good times and bad. Yes, things will happen that will take everyone by surprise. But be flexible, and when unexpected events happen, learn to deal with them immediately. Don't put off things that you can do today, and never underestimate your competition. So those are the 7 tips for preventing a business meltdown in 2015 and beyond. Thanks to Mr. Stan Popovich and Entrepreneur Magazine for sharing these insightful principles with us over here at the Ultimate International Business Experience Radio Show, where we provide you with informative talk on the May We Help You Radio Broadcast Network every Thursday at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time.
All right, guys, I'm back, and I hope that you found this information very useful to you. Tuning in to UIBE Radio on iHeart and the May We Help You Radio Broadcasting Network pays you dividends, people. Listen to me. You must admit that you learned some great information when you tune in. I'm waiting for you to admit it. Okay, we're just going to wait a moment. I encourage you to embrace the content and improve your business right now. Each week we make it easy by providing step-by-step information to help you get the job done. Making your business better is crucial, and it is so necessary for longevity and sustainability. So I really hope that you were able to write down those tips on how to prevent a business meltdown. But if you missed something, we don't want to leave you out. So you may trot on down to my iHeartRadio station to listen to the show again. That's right. Or you can find us on iTunes and over 20 different additional locations on the web. Just search for UIBE Radio or the Ultimate International Business Experience Radio Show or the May We Help You Radio Broadcast Network or MWHY Radio. I can just keep going with it. But come on now, I implore you to make us the perfect beat to your favorite lyrics. When at iHeartRadio, type in Ultimate International Business Experience, all one word, and you will see us appear. On iTunes, just search under podcast for Erica A. Murray or MWHY Radio, and it's like magic. Remember, I am an angel. You can hear it again at your own pace. New content is always good, right? On UIBE Radio, we provide information that you can use in all aspects of your life. A principle is a principle is a principle. You just have to know how to work it. If you need some more assistance with that, grab my book, CEO to the Power of You, and you can learn all about it. Or I suggest EQ Librium, Unleash the Power of Your Emotional Intelligence by Yvette Bethel. This book is loaded with proven strategies for career success. All right, well, it's time to do what we do again to pay the bills for this top-rated show that has reached top hit on iHeartRadio. Before our expansion to iHeart, our faithful listening audience helped our show to rank as a top-rated show according to the downloads it received and the number of individuals who tuned in to how every week. But before we go to break, I want to thank our listeners who are listening in every location, which is syndicated, which our show is syndicated. But to those of you who are listening currently abroad, listen, I really thank you for your continued support. And if you are downloading episodes, thank you. We are experiencing immense success with downloads. Let's not get it twisted. We are experiencing, amazing download success. We really appreciate you all. Numbers matter. That is if you want to continue to hear our business show live on air. If you want to listen to any of those clips, you can subscribe to iHeartRadio or iTunes. Hey, it's free, and we put all this information out there where everyone can hear it so you can listen and learn. We want you to have the ability to plug in. So we suggest that you plug us in while you're at your office. Put us in your ear while you're on your daily jog or when you're going to bed. Just listen. All I want you guys to know is that I hear you and I'm tuning to the things that you like to help move your business forward. Again, I appreciate the sacrifice many of you who are listening abroad make because of the time zone differences, but yet week after week, you tune into this global show that brings you international news and form to talk every Thursday on the best radio broadcast networks, the May We Help You Radio Broadcast Network and iHeartRadio. We can't go to break without acknowledging those of you who are posting to Facebook, Twitter, and the various chat rooms. We are the Ultimate International Business Experience Radio Show, and coming up after the break, we will bring you inspiration in our international stiletto movement, hashtag emotional intelligence. Stay tuned in and you'll find out what that means. It's all coming up right after this commercial break.
The Tanya Free and Friends Talk Show is happy to announce our partnership with the May We Help You Radio Network. You can now catch the rebroadcast of our Wednesday show every Thursday at 6 p.m. That's Tanya Free and Friends, the podcast, every Thursday evening at 6 p.m. We welcome your comments and opinions 24/7 at TanyaFree.com, Facebook and Twitter, or send me a text by texting the word Tanya, that's 72727. Tanya Free and Friends, and May We Help You Radio, living life with a purpose.
If you're the parent of a child with behavioral challenges that has been suspended, expelled, or just not able to make it in a traditional school setting, there is an alternative. Call the Metropolitan Day School today. Licensed and accredited grades K through 12. Call 804-321-2595. Financial assistance and after-school programs are available. Let's turn this school year around right now at the Metropolitan Day School, where eagles soar. Call Ms. Thomas today, 804-321-2595.
The Queen Esther Radio Show is live every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Join me, Jessica Taylor.
And me, Jason Mosley, to be entertained by authors, artists, and spiritual leaders.
We look forward to being a blessing in your life every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Only on the MWHY Radio Network.
Hey, check out these sweet reindeer socks. Only 99 cents.
Oh, yeah? Got this Samsung Tab 4 8.0 from AT&T for free.
Free?
Had a hard time finding a stocking it would fit in, though.
Whoa, no need to rub it in.
Rubbing it in would be telling you I got the tablet for free when I bought a new Samsung Galaxy smartphone on AT&T Next, which I did.
Oh, AT&T, mobilizing your world.
Free tablet requires two-year agreement. Must activate eligible service on both Galaxy devices. Fees, charges, and restrictions apply. Available at select locations. See store for details.
Hi, my name is Letitia M., owner of May We Help You Network. I want to thank you for joining us and enjoying our host here on MWHY Radio Network. Please visit us online at MWHYradio.com and like us on Facebook.com/MWHY Radio. Tune in to learn more about our hosts and upcoming contests and our TV programming that will be coming to you soon. MWHY Radio, bringing together business, community, and you.
You're listening to the Ultimate International Business Experience Radio Show with host Erica A. Murray. International news, informative talks, every Thursday. Now, back to the show.
All right, guys, we're back with you. And once again, if you missed the first two segments, well, shame on you. But you know that, hey, I have magical powers. And with one way to find magical business wine, you can hear it all again by visiting my iHeartRadio station or acquiring the MWHY Radio app. You may also join me on Google Plus because every week I post the segments of the show there for those who are connected to me. Well, moving along in our program, we are so happy about this next segment of our show. Oh, how we love to highlight what women are doing in business. And it's only because those beautiful and expensive stilettos are leaving footprints around the globe. Today in our International Stiletto segment, we are talking with Miss Yvette Bethel, and the code name that I have given her is hashtag emotional intelligence. I'm delighted that we were able to catch up with this amazing phenomenon of a woman. You hear me, this lady is deep, and the great thing about it is she is willing to take those of us who can stand the pressure deep with her. That's right. My question to you is, are you willing to go deep into your mind? This lady clearly illustrates what I would term as a psychological powerhouse. She is taking a business world by storm, and business owners who grasp the concepts that she's putting forth will change the game of business, not only the game, the dynamics of your business and the people within your organization. Baby, this is a game-changing concept. Ladies and gentlemen, this week's International Stiletto Boss has allowed us platinum access into her world. But before we get to chatting it up with her, remember, you are always welcome to call in to give your opinion about anything on our show. Feel free to dial in at 646-652-2512 to provide your insight and input to the show, or you can text the show by using hashtag UIBE by going to www.mwhyradio.com and selecting the text option right there on the home page. Once again, thank you to everyone who posts to my social media sites their comments and ideas. And if you want to share your voice, hey, well, just connect with me on social media, Facebook, Pinterest, and Twitter, at Erica A. Murray. Instagram, I am Erica A. Murray. And LinkedIn, Erica A. Murray Global. Thank you for not only listening, but being involved in the show. Now, here is our International Stiletto Boss for this week. You guys are going to truly be inspired by this interview. Listen to what she had to say. Good morning, Miss Yvette Bethel.
Well, good morning to you, Erica.
Thank you. It is indeed a pleasure to have you on the Ultimate International Business Experience Radio Show. We are so delighted that you are, you know, with us from the Bahamas. This is just truly another experience for our listeners to hear things from a Caribbean perspective. And one of the things is you have a very unique business model that I believe is imperative for the development of all businesses and their employees. So let us start our interview off by asking you to share just a little bit about yourself with our global listening audience.
Thank you so much, Erica, for this opportunity. It isn't that often that we in the Bahamas get this kind of opportunity to address a global listening audience. So I wanted to say thanks first and foremost. To say a little bit about myself, I started out working for a Fortune 500 company, and then I transitioned myself after winning an award, and I guess the organization couldn't understand why I would walk away from an award that I just won and my career was progressing. I just stepped into my business. And at first, you know, I always tell people to plan, but I didn't. I just followed something that was deep within me. And I always wanted to do this, and I've never looked back. My model is a combination of things. I work with organizational organizations that need restructuring or right-sizing or building. I even work with boards of directors, setting them up and creating an induction process. But what I enjoy most of all in that whole process is working with people, understanding the issues, and bringing about not just change, but authentic and meaningful change. And emotional intelligence is one of the primary tools that I use in that process.
So getting to emotional intelligence, you know, you wrote a book entitled Equilibrium, Unleash the Power of Your Emotional Intelligence, A Proven Path to Career Success. So why did you write this book?
When I was working full-time, I used to make a list of things that I watched people do to each other. And I was fascinated by, I called the list the games people play. And I was fascinated at, you know, things that they did that supported and things that they did that were not so supportive. And after accumulating like 40 pages of notes, I said, you know something, I'm going to learn a bit more about this. And this was in the early 2000s. Because I started to recognize that emotional intelligence is like the best-kept secret, because when you get it, it not only transforms your life, sorry, your work life, it transforms your entire life. Mm-hmm. And every time I teach a course or lecture or present about emotional intelligence, people will come back and say, you know, Yvette, that information helped me with my marriage. It has a lot of unintended outcomes because the same skills apply to virtually any situation. You know, communicating with emotional intelligence, regardless of the situation, is useful. You know what I mean?
Absolutely, absolutely. Now, here's something interesting. You started your book off with a very powerful quote by Mr. David Caruso that states, "It is very important to understand that emotional intelligence is not the opposite of intelligence. It is not the triumph of heart over head. It is the unique intersection of both." Let's explore that quote, if you will. I thought that was so powerful because I think that in this world, people choose to have one thing or the other. And Mr. Caruso was very, very direct in saying there is an intersection. It's a unique intersection of both. So explore that with me. Talk to me a little bit. Why did you start that off, start your book off with that particular quote?
After exploring emotional intelligence, I found that our thoughts and emotions are inextricably linked. And depending on the author that I read about this with, some would say emotion comes first and then the thought, and others would say thought comes first and then the emotion. And then I read a little bit about, you know, neurological science, and it just shows we create pathways in our brains. For me, my perspective is that these two are linked, and whichever comes first, they're inextricably linked. So in everything that I do, I try and ensure that people understand you not only work on your emotions, but there are mental models behind those emotions, and you need to look at those as well, because one without the other, you don't bring about meaningful and deep change.
Does emotional intelligence impact the financial goals of an organization?
Yes, it does. There's so many ways that businesses are positively impacted once they use emotional intelligence for the greater good. Employee capability can be impacted. There have been numerous case studies where sales have increased because, you know, the salespersons now know if someone's saying no, you know, you need to find another way. The high-pressure tactics won't work.
Right, and no doesn't mean no. It just simply means find another way to convince me.
Exactly.
Yeah, you know, you have to listen to tap into what a person's actually saying to you, because sometimes you're selling them something they don't want and they're actually saying no to what you're selling. But if you listen to what it is that they want and provide them with that, then you're going to a yes. And I don't think that that was taint your value system or cause you to taint your own value system if you were to be a great listener.
Exactly. And in emotional intelligence, there's a competence called empathy. And it's that empathy for salespeople, once they master it and understand it, that's what helps them to know that no doesn't mean no, you find another way.
But how does emotional intelligence and emotional quotient impact female entrepreneurs? What do you see there?
I find that with female entrepreneurs, they can perhaps use emotional intelligence, and I don't want to sound like I'm being not conscious of diversity, but from the standpoint that as an entrepreneur, when you're building your business, there's so much coming at you. And, you know, you tend to wear so many hats. You're the owner. You may be the COO. You may have some kind of mother hat on. You have multiple hats that you're wearing. And the stress typically causes some women to become irritable, not approachable. I can't say that everyone is like that because that's not true, but I've seen it with some because it's sometimes it can become overwhelming, especially if that's the only person building the business and everybody's looking to that person to build the business in terms of bringing in the or being the rainmaker. From the perspective of stress, female entrepreneurs can definitely use emotional intelligence because I find that you become, when you're stressed, you're not as aware of how you're coming across. Everything is, you're more focused on getting it done versus, and this applies to anybody, but you're more focused on getting it done rather than, you know, ensuring that you maintain relationships in a constructive way.
Here's what everybody's been waiting for us to talk about. What is emotional intelligence?
Emotional intelligence is really that group of skills you use to navigate your emotion. Now, some people think it's about, you know, holding it all in and I don't want to show any emotion. But the powerful thing about emotional intelligence is you're going to experience your emotion and you're going to experience it exactly the way it's coming. That emotion is information, and an emotionally intelligent person will take that information and use it in a way that will maintain your connections. So really it's about connecting, it's about navigating your emotions, it's about self-awareness.
Now, did you hear that? She told you exactly what emotional intelligence is about, but check this out. Tell me female entrepreneurs aren't deep in the trenches. Miss Yvette Bethel has us connected in the mind, let's say our sound mind. She is a power thinker in every sense of the word. If you didn't know Miss Yvette Bethel by name before this segment, she is your gateway to building solid people and human relationships within your organizations. She is more than an international stiletto boss, people. I'm just going to refer to her with her official UIBE code name, hashtag emotional intelligence. Just know that this can be you, ladies and gents, so be motivated to do something unprecedented. Come on, be the trend that everybody's talking about. So what if people don't agree with it? So what if people don't see the vision? Stand for what you believe in and let obstacles be your driving force to reach beyond the stars. Do what it is that you want to do and be committed to it. Hey, for the full interview with Miss Yvette Bethel, check our iHeartRadio station, and you can hear everything this lady has said about emotional intelligence. That snippet did not even cover half of the things that we discussed that will move your organization forward. Listen, I love this next segment of our show because this is where we encourage you as a business owner to get up and do something really huge for your business. This week's action item segment is entitled 5 Action Item Tips for You to Achieve Your Goals. That's right. You heard me correctly. We're talking about action, movement, and goals. Each day provides us with greater insight. The more information we intake, the greater our chances for success. So I want you to stop accepting mediocrity in your business and in your life. You deserve so much better than that. So listen, I know you've had an opportunity to run everybody out of your office, and I know you have your pens and paper and your anything you need. Tape record it so that you can hear it again or whatever. Remember, you can never recover the blood, sweat, and tears that you have put into your business to operate. So I need you guys to make certain that you're listening to what's coming up next.
Hi, this is Debbie Hockley of Set Your Mark Enterprises in London, England, and I am delighted to join forces with rockstar entrepreneur Erica A. Murray of the Ultimate International Business Experience Radio Show on the May We Help You Radio Broadcast Network to provide you this week's action item tips for entrepreneurs and business owners around the globe. My first tip for you today is find your self-worth. Knowing your self-worth is one of the most valuable assets to achieving your goals, and this in turn gives you the ability to influence society in a positive light. You will have more confidence as you set out to grow your business and in turn create a better impact in society today. I once had John Maxwell say that people are never able to outperform their self-image. When you focus only on success, you care only about what others think of you. When you focus on achieving your goals, you work to become the best version of you. Success is when your self-worth remains intact. Those are powerful words from John Maxwell. This is usually one of the biggest obstacles from entrepreneurs. One thing I would say is start by reading a personal development book. Listen to a motivational speech first thing in the morning, before you go to bed, or during your drive time in between meetings. This will start to change your mindset to take you to a place where you see yourself as more valuable. Which takes me to my next tip. Recognize your potential. Once you know your self-worth and value who you are, then you will start to recognize your potential. I once heard someone say, every great dream begins with a dreamer. Always remember you have within you the strength, the patience, and the passion to reach for the stars to change the world. It's also important to write down your goals. Where do you want to be a year from now? Where do you see yourself in 5 years? Your goals need to be SMART, meaning they're specific, measurable, attainable, realistic, and timely. There is no better time to start your business or launch into a new project than now. Sometimes while you're waiting for the perfect timing, opportunities will pass you by. I love the quote by Brian Tracy that states, committing your goals to paper increases the likelihood of you achieving them by 1,000%. That is absolutely amazing. My third tip is develop yourself. In order to be a great entrepreneur or a great leader in your field is to be a consistent learner. A quote by Bruce Lee states, a wise person can learn more from a foolish question than a fool can learn from a wise answer. Put yourself in a position where you are constantly learning from those who are more successful than you. Find someone who is doing the same business as you. Get tips from them. Ask them questions. This way you become a better learner, you become a better business person, and you don't make the same mistakes that they did. Most of the successful leaders we see have a mentor, someone that offers words of wisdom to help them grow. Throughout your life journey, you will come across people from all walks of life. Learn from the smallest situations to the biggest of milestones. My fourth tip for you today is take a leap of faith. I have to say that one of my favorite quotes is by Eleanor Roosevelt that states, you gain strength, courage, and confidence by every experience in which you really stop to look fear in the face. You are able to say to yourself, I have lived through this horror. I can take the next thing that comes along. You must do the thing you think you cannot do. These are such powerful words of wisdom because each and every one of us will face situations where we feel we cannot achieve what we set out to do. As an entrepreneur, you will face setbacks and obstacles. The key is not to let these obstacles overcome you. Instead, let them be stepping stones that enable you to grow to the next level. We must always have a mindset that believes and has faith that we can achieve what we set our minds to achieve. My fifth and final step for you today is stay true and authentic to who you are. Henry Carvis once said that if you don't have integrity, you have nothing. You can't buy it, you can have all the money in the world, but if you are not a moral or ethical person, you really have nothing. This has been Debbie Hockley of Set Your Mark Enterprises in London, England. I hope that this week's action item tips have inspired you to do something different today that will move you and your business forward. Thank you for listening to the Ultimate International Business Experience Radio Show with rockstar entrepreneur Erica A. Murray on the May We Help You Radio Network.
There you have it, entrepreneurs and business owners from around the world. You heard it here on UIBE Radio. That's right, Ultimate International Business Radio Show. Action item tips to improve your business and your life. Try these tips and see what happens to your level of success. Look, I know it's time for us to separate until next week, Thursday, but before we part, what I want to do is I want to give you a thought for today by Marcus Aurelius. He says, Be satisfied with your business and learn to love what you were bred to do. Be satisfied with your business and learn to love what you were bred to do. While I only have one question for you, do you love what it is that you're doing? That's all I'm saying. That's just a little something that for you to think about as you peruse through your day, entrepreneurs. Listen, you heard it here on UIBE Radio, the Ultimate International Business Experience Radio Show. And this is the show where we keep you informed and up on your business game. Once again, I don't want you to forget to download the apps that keep you informed, the iHeartRadio and the May We Help You Radio Broadcast Network app. You can listen to me whenever you like, okay, and some other shows too, I guess. But me first. Go to your Play Store and get them both for free. We believe in free. Now what I would like for you to do is to join myself in the network on all social media platforms. Listen, we're on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Google+. We're out there so you can get us anywhere you want to. Before I sign off, my mantra is always forward progression and upward mobility. If what you're doing in your business isn't moving it forward and up, well, perhaps you should reevaluate what it is that you're doing. If you are in business and you have not collaborated with someone in your industry, well, shame on you. I'm not going to tell you again. You might want to go ahead and jump into a collaboration. It will probably benefit your business in ways you could have never imagined. Entrepreneurs, let's implement what we've heard today and tell someone else about it. Please make certain that you're moving towards your second quarter goals. Flex your business muscles and get your profits up in #TheBlack. You have been listening to the Ultimate International Business Experience Radio Show. International news and forum to talk every Thursday at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time. I'll see you next week. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to this week's Ultimate International Business Experience Radio Show with Erica A. Murray. Listen back to the show anytime by downloading the May We Help You Radio Broadcast app, going to iTunes, Spreaker, Blog Talk Radio, and 20 different podcast stations around the world. Don't forget to catch this syndicated show next week and every week on terrestrial radio in Tampa, Florida, Macon, Georgia, Las Vegas, Nevada, Boulder, Colorado, Richmond, Virginia, Kansas City, Missouri, Seattle, Washington, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and on iHeartRadio. We are here to help your business go global.
What's better than all pumpkin everything? Everything you need on GoPhone from AT&T. It gives you unlimited talk, text, and data usage with the first 1.5 gigabytes at high speed. Plus, it's only $40 a month after a $5 auto refill discount. AT&T, mobilizing your world.
First payment is $45. $5 discount applied to monthly rate plan charge upon enrollment and auto refill. After first 1.5 gigabytes, get data speeds up to 128 kilobytes per second. Additional charges and restrictions apply. See store for details.